With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth here on a Wednesday morning. We'll get to lightning bets in about 20 minutes. But right now, let's welcome on a guest here. Joining us on, of course, our Roman guest line is the risk supervisor at Circus Sports, at Fight Odds on Twitter. His name is Nick Kalik. He's been a guest of the show before. Welcome back here. Nick, welcome to the show. And we get week 8 now in the NFL. Let's start there. Line movement, we've seen some this week. What do you make of what's going on with the Green Bay Packers, the Arizona Cardinals? It seems like, well, it was a gigantic move. Devontae Adams and now some others we're not sure about. What's been your impression of the line movement with the Packers and Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, it went from -3.5 to the Cardinals. We opened up at, obviously, at that price, and now it's at -6.5. I mean, across the board, it looks like it's market-wide around 6.5 flat. So, I mean, Devontae Adams, you said it. I mean, he's such an important piece to the puzzle when it comes to the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers' offense that, you know, I mean, he's probably one of the most important receivers, obviously, in the league. So an impact he makes, definitely. And, of course, you got to also consider that the Arizona Cardinals now are a very public team. I mean, they've been red hot. They're playing very well on both sides of the ball. Undefeated, of course, the only undefeated team left in the league. So I think there's a lot of public hype on Arizona right now. And then factor that in with Devontae Adams, like you said, here as well.
Nick, always appreciate your time here on the show. The big story right now, as you would know better than anyone else, is what the public has done over the last 3 weeks. Now, if you just look at it in a vacuum, as far as this past week, like, oh, it's about even. You go 6-6 against the spread with the favorites, but it's a matter of which favorites are getting home. And the most amazing part to me, Nick, is that we have yet to see an underdog of more than a touchdown win a game this season. I believe it's only happened one other time, 7 weeks into the year, in the Super Bowl era. Can you provide some context about how much the public has been just crushing it over the last 3 weeks in the NFL?
Yes, honestly, it's been ugly. I know it's been reported out there by several media outlets that it's, you know, it's been pretty bad for the sportsbooks last few weeks, and that's exactly true. I mean, that old saying that the house always wins isn't the case oftentimes. I mean, it's pretty ugly. And like you said, when public favorites are coming through and we get sharp action agreeing with that side as well, I mean, it's just, you know, there have been some ugly Sundays for sure. But, you know, thankfully we get those standalone games sometimes, like this last Monday nighter. Of course, it went pretty well. I mean, the Saints didn't cover that spread, so we got some back there. So, but overall, you're right, man. When the public is hitting these parlays like crazy and these big favorites are just cashing in left and right, it's never going to be a good day.
Nick, those big favorites, it's incredible. There hasn't been an upset of more than 7.5 points the entire season. Is that one of those things where the more this continues, you just kind of sit back and wait and say, it's going to happen, right? There's going to be a reckoning here. It's just going to even itself out. Or are we at the point of a season now where you think this might be a different kind of year, an outlier season where maybe the good teams were that good, the bad teams were that bad, and we're not going to see much of it? Obviously, it'll happen, right? There's not going to go a whole season without this. But do you get to a point where you stop kind of thinking things will even out? Maybe we're having a different kind of season this year.
It does feel that way, right? I mean, like you said, I think it's going to happen. I mean, I don't think we're going to continue to see that pace, you know, keep up. But at the same time, like you said, it does have that weird feel. I think a lot of the bad teams are exactly that. They're bad. I mean, if you're looking at the Texans, they're always, you know, having an incredibly ridiculous line against them. And, you know, they've just been a bad team. So we're seeing teams like that. Detroit Lions are showing some life from time to time. That's good. At least they're, you know, they're trying to play hard, which you can respect that. But that's exactly the case. I think there's just such a difference in levels right now where the good teams are actually really good and the bad teams are that bad. So I think that does factor in. It is a little bit of an outlier kind of season. It's strange. It does have that weird feel.
Let's talk about the contest going on at Circus Sports. As a show, we have a spot in Circus Survivor. Like many, we are still alive. I also split a spot in the Circa Million with our executive producer, Paul Aspen, off to a good start, just coming off our worst record of the season in week number 7. As long as we're talking about the favorites getting home, let's talk about Circus Survivor. We're at 52% of the entire pool is still alive. Nick, I don't think you're allowed to participate, but I'm sure you've done other Survivor pools. On one hand, it is frustrating, and I run another pool of my own, and week after week, like, nobody's getting kicked out over the last 3 weeks, so it can be frustrating. But on the other hand, I got to tell you, I think it's actually kind of cool, because we've been doing this long enough. We know it's not going to stay this way. We're going to have some double-digit dogs win outright, and that will shake things up. But there are a lot of people entering the second half of the season that are getting a really good sweat out of it instead of getting eliminated in week 2 and 3.
Absolutely. I think it's fun. Like you said, I think it just keeps everything interesting and keeps, you know, everybody kind of anticipating the week more so. So I think it does make it more exciting. Like you said, it's been kind of a very strange season when it comes to Survivor pools as well, because at this point you do not see that many people left in Survivor pool. So yeah, that it's been, like you said, a kind of an outlier type of year and a very strange year. But I think overall it is a good thing. Again, it keeps the excitement going, and the longer you have people in the race, so to speak, you know, the better it's going to be for sure.
What about in the Circa Million? So the leader is Hannibal Barca. This person has a few entries all near the top. The first place entry is 29-6 after 7 weeks. I mean, sometimes I look at the winners at the end of the season, like, how can anybody do this for an entire season? Percentage-wise, Nick, what do you think it's going to take? And there will obviously be some regression with this entry here, but percentage-wise, what do you think it'll take to finish, let's say, top 10?
Ooh, that's a good question. Honestly, I'm not sure. You know, I haven't dug into the data and see like what the last few years the winner percentage was. So I can't answer that accurately. But yeah, like you said, I mean, that's a remarkable run right now. I mean, there's going to definitely be some regression along the way. We're not going to see it kind of be that wide. But yeah, honestly, I'm not sure. It's going to be interesting to say the least. And I think, you know, as we get closer to the end, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing like what the exact record and what percentage is. But I can't answer that off the top of my head.
Sure.
Nick, to circle back to the Cardinals, we talked about that game coming out tomorrow night and the Packers and the line movement. Cardinals are 7-0. They've been a big topic, obviously, on this show the last couple of weeks so far this season. How good are they? Are they really this good? Should we start fading them? All that kind of stuff. They were about, 70-1, 75-1 to win the Super Bowl before the season, now down, obviously, considerably, considering where they are. Is there a big liability? Did you guys see any Cardinals tickets before the season? Was anyone on that? Or is this even out of nowhere for people that would take some long shots before a season?
No, we've definitely had some, you know, preseason bets coming in the Cardinals. Everybody's kind of anticipating Murray to continue to improve and step up. And he has just, you know, he's done that as well. So yeah, we have some liability on the Cardinals for sure. Before, you know, they got off to this red hot start, of course. And, you know, along the way, people are going to be adding on to it. So right now they are one of the most popular teams. And if the Cardinals do pull it off, obviously, I mean, we're going to have those Kansas City Chiefs betters, obviously the Tampa Bay Buccaneers better. So those liabilities are going to be there for sure. But a team like the Cardinals is kind of the dark horse that people are believing in and betting on. So yeah, we did see a lot of sharp action coming on the Cardinals to win it all. And we do have a little bit of a liability there for sure.
With Nick Kalikas, risk supervisor over at Circa Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Fight Odds. This is BetQL Daily. Nick, speaking of some sharp action early on week number 8, where are the sharps playing these NFL sides?
Well, like we said, I mean, it's been right now. We did get the action with the news you know, with the Green Bay Packers not being fully healthy with COVID issues or whatnot. So we did see the sharp action come in at -3.5, driving the line all the way to 6.5 right now on the Cardinals. Looking through game by game right now, it looks like we're getting a little bit more action, believe it or not, on the Dolphins over the Bills. So we're seeing that. I know it sounds kind of crazy because the Bills are obviously one of the better teams in the AFC, and the Dolphins are just, I mean, it's just kind of a head scratcher now, but we are seeing a little bit more action coming in on the Dolphins. Of course, that spread pretty high, -13.5 right now for the Bills. Mm-hmm. Looking through a little bit further, looks like we're getting some love on Philly. I'll tell you what, the Eagles, man, they're playing with a lot of effort. They're one of those teams that I think could be a thorn at times for, you know, a lot of other squads out there. And right now, of course, they should be favored over a team like Detroit, and we are getting some action on Philly right now. So we got sharp action hitting -3, and right now the Eagles are sitting at 3.5/5 with us right now. So that's another spot that I think is intriguing. The line, and I think one of the games of the week for me is the Colts and Titans. I mean, right now we're sitting at a pick with the Colts, and everybody else is basically -1 with the Titans. That's going to be an intriguing game. The Titans are red hot, of course. I mean, they just destroyed the Chiefs. So I think that's going to be fresh in most of the public bettors' minds. But I think the Colts are playing great right now. I mean, they're really picking things up. Wentz is starting to get a little bit more healthy, and we're seeing glimpses of what he could really do. So I think that's an intriguing game right now. And just looking at it, we do have a little bit more sharp action coming in on the Colts. That's why, again, of course, we're at a pick and price right now over the Titans. So I think that's going to be one of my favorite games of the week, and I'm leaning myself towards the Colts as well.
Nick, where's the action on the Chargers-Patriots game? Interesting number. And the Patriots are 5.5-point dogs. The last time I looked, Bill Belichick is an underdog, you know, lately and really historically. It's a good spot to be, and he's getting a lot of points here. Where are you seeing the action come in on the Patriots and Chargers?
Right now, looking at things, it seems to be a little bit more on the Chargers at -5.5. I mean, we've gotten some action that way, but nothing crazy. I mean, so it's not like this game, this particular line is receiving a lot of action from sharps or public right now. It's kind of sitting steady at -5.5. So I think obviously as we get closer, you know, to game day or whatnot, that should shift a little bit more towards the Chargers. I mean, the Belichick respect will be there. I think the Patriots are playing really well right now, of course. And it was kind of a head scratcher. I mean, the Chargers, I think, not surprised that Baltimore beat him, but the way they kind of went about it and, you know, defense kind of shutting down the Chargers is pretty impressive. So I think the Chargers kind of taking a bit of a step back. But again, they are one of the best teams in the league. I think the Patriots are not quite there yet. And I think we're going to continue to see that line kind of increase on the Chargers right now. But there hasn't been that much action, as much as you would expect for a game like this.
Nick, earlier we addressed the success of the public over the last 3 weeks. Are there any specific sides that you see the public coming in very heavy on? And just overall on this card, do you view some of these lines as being inflated because the public's going to come in no matter what because they are flush with cash right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the more popular teams, we're going to get the public action, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers type teams. It's still the Kansas City Chiefs. I think there's going to be a lot of believers in teams like that as we go, of course. But, I mean, looking at the board right now, as far as a public favorite for this weekend, I don't think there's going to be anything too crazy as far as, you know, somebody that we're going to get piled on. Maybe the Arizona Cardinals, if anything, I think, for Thursday Night Football. Yeah. I think we're going to see that be more of the public side than anything else this week, just looking at things. Right? I think even with Adams out, I think the Packers could play pretty well and maybe pull off that upset win and give the Cardinals their first loss. So I would think that would be more of the public side.
Are they betting Cincinnati?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Bengals right now? Let me check that out for you. Of course, I'm, you know, like, obviously I'm biased. I'm a huge Bengals fan. And I think I've said it before about the show.
Yeah.
We did get hit the opener 9.5. So for me, I'm already on that 9.5 myself personally. But again, that's just kind of more of a, you know, a homer bet for me personally. But yeah, the line did open at 9.5 and we're at 10 right now. And of course, you know, with the news, obviously the Jets are not healthy. Flacco coming back, you know, them signing Flacco right now as well. And of course, he's got a lot of experience with the Bengals being in that division and whatnot. But yeah, we are seeing the Bengals. I mean, it's not very often I see my squad a 10-point favorite. So that's interesting to me. And I'm kind of afraid, to be honest with you. I mean, they played so great, obviously, at Baltimore. And I'm always worried for that letdown spot, right? So I think the line is a little bit high, believe it or not. I think the Jets are going to come to play. I think the Bengals might kind of have a letdown spot or maybe be a little bit too into themselves, if that makes sense, be a little bit overconfident. Because, look, make no mistake. Again, we said there's some bad teams out there for sure. But this is the NFL. I mean, from top to bottom, the rosters are filled with talent, right? So when these guys show up to play, I mean, it's going to be interesting for sure. So, yeah, right now we are getting more action on the Bengals. But, again, I'm not very confident, and that's my own team. I think the Jets might hang in there and give us a tougher time than most people think, despite them getting blown out last week against the Patriots.
Nick, how much in that number, 10.5, and it's hard to imagine a lot because it keeps moving in the Bengals' favor, is the third straight road game for Cincinnati baked in and baked into your mind here? Because that, historically, that's brutal for teams. And I don't think it's being talked about this week because the Jets lost their quarterback. The Jets are terrible. The Cincinnati looks really good. But, like, that's my worry. Like, in our Survivor contest that we're in here with the show, I think we like the Bengals this week. It seems like the smartest play. That's the one little worry I have on this game. This is three straight road games for Cincinnati.
Yeah, that is a concern for sure. But you know what? I think that they're such a young team with Burrow and everybody, just all the pieces are kind of coming together that I don't think they know any better, meaning that, like, I think they're just going to go out there and play. It doesn't matter. You know, I think they can kind of avoid all the noise and just go out there and not really impact them as much as it normally would, if that makes sense. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I think, like, the youth factor and them just kind of being a hungry young team out there will kind of stifle some of that, if that makes sense. But yeah, you always have to be concerned with that. I mean, three straight road games, like you said, is not an ideal situation for a team, but the Bengals are playing pretty well and they're handling things well. I mean, they're playing well on both sides of the ball. So a lot of times, you know, you could say a good team, the defense does travel well. And if the Bengals continue to play good defense, I think it's going to be interesting. And they will. I mean, I would be surprised if they lose this game straight out. So for survivor pools, obviously, I think this is a good spot. You should be pretty safe. But yeah, there is definitely some concerns. Like I said, that line's a little bit high. Maybe they don't cover that 10, but I think they do come away with a win.
Nick, we've got about 30 seconds left. Over at Circus Sports, any preference on the winner of the World Series?
For us, I think most of us are rooting for the Braves, to be honest with you. It's like yesterday, actually, we needed the Houston Astros. So game one didn't get off to a great start for us. But at the same time, I think most of the office is kind of rooting for the Braves. It's been a while since they've been there. Of course, the Houston Astros with Dusty Baker, that's a whole different story in its own. I mean, it's hard not to pull for him either. But I think as far as liability and everything goes, it's going to be fairly close. But we probably need the Atlanta Braves a little bit more so.
Nick Kalikas, risk supervisor, Circus Sports. We appreciate him hopping on. Coming up on the other side, Lightning Bets, game two of the World Series tonight, NFL Week 8. And, of course, some NBA will hit it coming up. This is BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.